But yeah, I mean, all the other categories I thought they did. Oh, wait, no. Oh my God. Animated short film.
What? Oh yeah, sorry.
Kobe!
Kobe.
Have you seen the short?
No.
It's so bad. It's so shitty.
Dude,
It's just Kobe voiceover of his god-awful ass poem that he wrote when he retired over animated images of him as a kid and him as a Laker. And it's just, it was built in a fucking laboratory to win the short film animated Oscar. And it was garbage. Garbage.
That sweet one from Pixar. It's the only one I saw, obviously, but it was
And
so
Negative
good.
Space is also extremely sweet.
Really?
Yeah, all of the other ones, I this is the one category of the shorts where I watched all of them. And Dear Basketball was so much worse than
Wait.
all the other four.
It's called Dear Basketball?
Yeah, dude, that's his poem.
It's called.
This dude is 40 years old in the NBA, wheezing his way to the finish line, and just posts up, throws up a poem on Players Tribune called Dear Basketball. And
Players
it's the most
Tribune.
cliché shit ever. Here, I'll read it for you, dude.
Oh my gosh, is it long?
Yeah.
Don't do it. I take your word for
I'll give you some excerpts.
it.
Dear
Oh man.
Basketball by Kobe Bryant, the Players Tribune. Dear Basketball, and I will make sure that you understand the line breaks. Okay? This is the first
It's blank verse. Yeah,
yeah.
ABBA structure. Yeah.
From the moment I started rolling my dad's tube socks and shooting imaginary game-winning shots in the Great Western Forum, I knew one thing was real. I fell in love with you. Are you kidding me? My God. Dude, that's what people on the internet who think they want to be a screenwriter throw up and like say it's great and shop it around and people like don't have the heart to tell them it's terrible.
Right. Well,
That shit won an Oscar.
it's such a specific, like writing a poem in a bad poem, like that is a specific kind of, first of all, overwhelming confidence you must have
Oh, I
in
mean, yeah.
yourself to put a poem out there. Like I get a short story, you're trying to be a writer or whatever. A poem, dude,
This dude.
with just like it sounds like. I mean, it's not. I don't mean to be so disparaging. I'll leave that to you. Kind of like a high school, poet. It's the kid who plays basketball in high school, and the teacher
But
finally
he's
gets.
he but he loves basketball, but he's so bad that he's stuck on JV as a senior. It's something from that kid. This is another excerpt. As a 6-year-old boy, deeply in love with you, I never saw the end of the tunnel. I only saw myself running out of one. Wow.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. And like the whole like, he probably just learned about personifying inanimate object. He's like, wait, it could be like it's a person? That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, the worst part is Kobe is really smart. Like, he's
Right.
really smart, but, like,
Right. Well,
come on.
it's a funny thing 'cause he's like obviously retired and he's a mogul with $1 million
He's a venture capitalist,
and
dude.
yeah, so he's like starting businesses like,
Yeah.
with no experience.
I
I mean, of
bet his
course he's gonna
VC
be
fund is
successful.
sick.
Oh yeah, right. I mean, he's rubbing shoulders
He's
with,
got that Mamba mentality, bro.
yeah, I mean, that's the mentality you need to freaking write a poem
Yeah.
in the first place.
All right,
I got
one more excerpt
Oh my
just
God.
for posterity.
Please.
And that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now, so we can both savor every moment we have left together, the good and the bad. We have given each other all that we have.
Yeah. It's so funny
Kobe.
because it would have been the most basic, like not even saying anything kind of poem if it was about a woman,
Just nonsense.
but because
Nonsense.
it's about basketball, it takes on a whole different man, that's funny.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Jesus. fucking Lakers
Oscar winner Kobe Bryant. Dude, I have so much fun with like if Kong Skull Island had won, it'd be like Oscar winner Kong Skull
Island. Oh yeah, yeah.
And then like not Oscar winner Lady Bird. Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know, ridiculous.
Kobe has the same number of Oscars as Martin Scorsese,
right? And he has more than Nolan and, you know, however many people combined, Peter O'Toole or whatever the
PTA.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, yeah, Peter O'Toole doesn't have a single Oscar. Stanley Kubrick doesn't have an Oscar,
right? So maybe we should just stop doing it.
Yeah,